Sukkah Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, on the second line, Ilu Bayis. Ilu Bayis Shu Gavaya Mekama Shema Eina Chayev Ma'ake, Eina Chayev Mezuzah. The Gemara asks, why is the Sukkah taller than 20 Amos invalid? The Sukkah is supposed to be a person's abode for 7 days, and surely a house taller than 20 Amos is obligated to have a fence around the roof and is obligated in Mezuzah. Ela Bayis Makura Ve'ein Sukkah Makura. The answer is the house is roofed, so it's considered a house even if taller than 20 amos, but a sukkah is not, as it's only schach. Mersinu sichuch shehu kakirui, tutanin antamon, hirchiges ha-sichuch min adefonis gimotrochim pasula. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, but we find that schach is called roofing, as the Mishnah teaches, if one distances the schach from the walls 3 tfochim, the sukkah is invalid, as we apply the concept of lavud to consider the area closed up, and lavud is a concept that relates to houses. Ela bayis megufaf ve'ein sukkah megufafes. Rather, a house is closed on all 4 sides, but a sukkah is not. Ba'ariach sadra shenifritza b'maloya l'rishis ha-rabim, v'pila b'shem rav, Rabbi Yochanan Trihon Amrin, v'tazlim b'kula. The Gemara asked that a pavilion that's open on all 4 sides to a public domain, Rabbi Lah quoted Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both said that one may carry underneath it. It's treating it like a house, even though there are no walls. My Kadoin, if so, why is a sukkah different from a house that above 20 amos is invalid? Ve'yavu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ha-toyra amma v'asukkah is teishu ad esim amma ad yoshev b'tzilon shel sukkah mei esim amma ulemalon ad yoshev b'tzilon shel defonais. The answer is Ve'yavu, quoting from Yochanan, says that the Torah says in Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Mem Beis, you shall dwell in sukkahs. Means until 20 amos, a person sits in the shade of the sukkah, means of the schach, but above 20 amos, he'll always be sitting in the shades of the walls. Amar b'yona hadat adat amar, b'nesun lemala mechof amar ledefonais, avinim haisa, nesun lemata mechof amar ledefonais k'sheira. The b'yona says that a sukkah taller than 20 amos is invalid only if the schach is more than 20 amos above the walls. If the schach is within 20 amos of the walls, even if it's more than 20 amos from the ground, then it's valid. And this disagrees with Rabbi Abol's version of Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the reason that over 20 amos is invalid is because the shade is coming from the walls. Amalei Rabbi Yosef al datech dat amad betfonis hadavah hatoloi nisni sukkashi nesuna lemala michof ama ledefonis besula. Rabbi Yosef asked the question to Rabbi Yonah, according to you that it depends on the walls, the Mishnah should teach a sukkah, meaning schach, that is put more than 20 amos above the walls, is invalid. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav b'she'ena machzekes ala kadei rosha rabbi shulchonai avim haisa machzekes yoseh k'sheira. Rabbi Abba quoting Rav said that a sukkah taller than 20 amos is invalid only if the sukkah is large enough to hold only his head, most of his body, and his table, but if it's larger than that,
valid. Yaakov b'acha b'shem Rabbi Yoshia b'she'en defonoseh oilois ima avim hayu defonoseh oilois ima k'sheira. Rabbi Yaakov b'acha quoting Rabbi Yoshia said a sukkah taller than 20 amos is invalid only if the walls do not reach the schach, but if they do, then it's valid. Amas nisa pliga. The Gemara asks whether there's a price that disagrees with Rabbi Abba, who quoted Rav. Amar Yehuda masa v'sukkasa shahin amalka v'lod shahisa gavoya yoysim chav amma v'hi v'chachomim nechnasim v'yotsim ba v'amma adam daba. The Rida says that there was a story of the sukkah of Queen Heleni in Lod that was taller than 20 amos, and the chachomim came and left and did not object to it. This proves that a sukkah taller than 20 amos is valid. Amulam ibneshi isha vein isha mitzvah al mitzvahs. But one replied, no, she was a woman and women are not commanded in those mitzvahs. Amalahen imisham shamayev ala shiva bonim tali chacham hayula. Rida replied, no, but that doesn't prove anything as she had 7 learned sons who are obligated in the mitzvah. And now we come to the end of the question. Could you suggest that Queen Heleni's sukkah only held a person's head, most of his body in his table? She certainly had her children or servants with her, so if it was a large sukkah, according to Rabbi Abba, even the Rabbanon should agree that it was valid. And the Gemara asks, again to Yosha, furthermore, would a queen sit in a sukkah where the walls do not reach the sukkah? Dava ma the Amar of Yosha Lacy Pliga Techen Alchihoin Tatiraya Mi Abed Dafnasa Kalilan Tiyai Kemuira Alil. The answer from Yoshi is now, well, people do sit in such a sukkah that the cool air and ventilation will enter.